They're tough.
Save some for me.
They're magical.
Shadow Demon, you shall not pass.
They're dedicated.
Welcome to the Power Core.
They're fast. They're the greatest heroes to ever fight for justice.
All right, so where's the on button?
They're the only hope for a new world. Double Dragon.
Sounds all fucked.
You
that worked a lot better.
There we go.
Can you tell them not to fuck up everything, Danny?
So, Mickey's the only one touches the board. Well,
tell him not to fuck shit up. You got to babysit these guys, man.
Isn't he a part-time DJ? Shouldn't know what he's doing.
Who, Mickey?
Yeah, right. Does he know a guy downtown who knows a guy who knows a guy?
He had to get a guy to come in and show him how to use the board in the first place.
Yeah, I know.
He actually listens to this podcast, Eric. He's a really nice guy. I like him a lot.
We're not recording it, though, are we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do not edit any of this out.
I won't. Hi, Mickey.
I'm just joking. I don't think he listens to our podcast.
Yeah, he might.
He doesn't.
It's just funny. Like, Mickey is that guy that knows a guy. Like, it's pretty cool.
I don't think he does. The other week, he was like, so what's this podcast about?
No, about ours? Nice.
Welcome to Nintendo Dreamcast, episode 99. Is this 99?
99.56.
Is it?
It's not that high. It's like 96.
Yeah. It's not that high. It's only three less than the number that you said. Shut the fuck up. Did we do a movie? We didn't do a movie. Oh, Double Dragon.
Double Dragon.
Watched
the whole damn thing.
I did not, but I can recite it probably.
I watched it once in like 1997.
So. I fucking love that movie.
Alyssa Milano, really? Baby, with that short blonde hair.
I mean, it's dumb as hell, but Alyssa Milano,
it's like
Andy Dick.
Andy Dick is
just a weatherman. He's not even in it.
Still, it was a pleasant surprise.
Can anybody name it, the two brothers actors? One of them's from one of those teen shows back in the 90s. No. I can't think of their names.
Oh, yeah, he did look familiar.
Like Jason Priestley or something like that?
It was definitely not Jason Priestley.
Okay, yep, I'm stumped.
Double Dragon ranks is like a worse Three Ninjas for me.
Who's the bad guy?
Whoa, shut up. First of all, Three Ninjas is a fantastic movie, so a worse Three Ninjas would still be really good.
The bad guy
it's
is
a worse
the
Surf
Team 1000,
Ninjas,
right?
Too.
Surf Ninjas, also an amazing movie.
The bad guy from Double Dragon is the T-1000, right? From Terminator 2?
Yeah.
You mean the T-2000? Because the T-1000 is Arnold.
You don't know his name?
T-800 is Arnold, bitch.
No, oh. T-800.
Yep. Look it up.
Oh.
Look it up.
Oh. T-800 is one without skin. T-1000 with skin. T-2000 is the metal man.
I don't
man.
Think so. If anything, T-2000 is the crazy bitch in number 3.
All right, Ish. What was the name of the guy who played the T-1000?
Robert Patrick.
Okay.
He just looked it up on his phone.
I have not moved.
Danny said it aloud.
Oh, I said it before. Danny said I said it's either Jason Patrick or Robert Patrick.
The T-600 is the mass-produced Terminator. The T-800 is
Schwarzenegger.
And the T-1000 is the shapeshifter.
Brown, brown, brown.
Terminator's dumb anyway.
You recorded that, right? You recorded all that of me getting that correct 100%.
Will you go back and edit it out?
I'll edit it like around so it sounds like you said the wrong thing.
I'm being serious. Edit it out.
No.
Check my contract. It says that I can never be wrong and Ish could be right. I can never be wrong. I mean, I can be wrong, but in my contract it says if me and Ish are arguing about something, then I do have to be right.
Right. Like the Rock, he can never lose a fight.
Yeah, he can't lose a fight. Yeah. he's got a write in a writer that he can't lose an argument to me. Oh.
So did we ever figure out what episode this is actually?
95. Episode 95.
What? Are we seriously up to 95 already?
Yeah.
I was thinking for some reason it was like 80s.
Already?
Something.
We've been in the 90s,
yeah, been in the
90s
for like 6 months.
3 months.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
What was the name of the bad guy in Double Dragon?
John.
He used the Shogun's name of Tonchoko or something like
Shogun
that.
Shogunojo or something like that. It was something really stupid.
He's like, I've taken the name of the famous Japanese conqueror, Tokushiko, or something like that. And I'm like, never heard of that guy. Why didn't you just use, like, Nobunaga or something?
Oh, man.
I think it was at least twice as good as that old Turtles movie from around the same time.
Which Turtles?
The original TMNT movie.
Are you fucking serious? That movie is actually a really good movie.
I think it was... All right. You know what? Actually, it's been a while since I've seen that one.
Number 3 is crap.
All right. I'll say the second Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Also, a pretty decent movie.
Yeah. The Ooze movie is good. It's number 3. The Turtles in Time sucks.
I like that one. They go back in time. I like a good time travel plot.
Watch anything with time travel.
Yeah.
All right. It was better than Masters of the Universe. How about that?
Yeah.
Ooh, I've never seen it.
It was a good movie, man.
Koga Shuko.
He's got a nose for crime.
I'm useless. I don't have any internet.
It's okay.
Can you just use your cell service like a normal person?
No, it doesn't work back here.
Let me restart your phone. I've got 4 bars.
Yeah, what are you, T-Mobile?
Do I look like I'm a poor person? AT&T.
AT&T.
Yeah. Read a shirt.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
Make a good one. If you're listening at home and you can't read my shirt, it says, fuck you, Ish.
It has some gay thing from Star Trek on it. That's what it
really
is.
Zachary Quinto is in Star Trek. That's not an insult.
So, what's going on, guys?
Not much.
Nothing.
I haven't been here in a while. I know the listeners have been upset.
Yeah, almost been a month since they've heard your sweet dulcet tones.
Oh, yeah.
Dulcimer tones.
Dulcimer tones.
Smooth.
If Mickey's listening to this, that was at him.
All right, so...
Is that what he said or something on the...
Yeah.
Nice.
What's everyone been playing?
Marvel Puzzle Quest, through and through.
We go in order. We go around the table.
Don't start with that.
Matt,
there's no order.
What have you been playing?
The free PlayStation games this month, Galaxy and Broforce. You guys know anything about either of those
games? Ish, what have you been playing this week?
They're really good games.
Broforce,
not so much, but...
You just said it was a really good game.
Galaxy is a really good game. It's like a roguelike space exploration game that's like based on like Robotech and those old like space mangas.
I feel like you're making it sound better than it is, and you're trying to rationalize it as a good game in your mind because you spent time on it. But there is not a space roguelike based on old Battletech that's amazing out there. It's not a thing. Like, I would know, like, people would talk about it all the time.
It doesn't sound interesting to you.
In your mind, that's what you think it is, but in reality, it's probably just a shitty game.
Oh, okay. So it's like...
That sounds amazing. Is it really like that? That sounds like something I would definitely want to play.
Yeah. It's really... Well... Now you got me second-guessing
myself. Here comes
myself.
The backtracking. Because that game sounds fantastic.
The art is not nearly as good as, you know, those old shows. And,
okay. Keep going.
Yeah,
like the art's not actually that great. The gameplay could be improved.
The gameplay couldn't be improved.
The story is
How's
probably
the, story?
The worst
How's the story?
Thing ever.
Story's a little light.
The story. All
right. But it's still fun.
It came out swinging for the fences and you just lost it.
Yeah, you go through and you pick up upgrades and, you know, you die, you lose pretty much everything except these crash coins you get, which you can trade in for money to buy upgrades.
Played some Titanfall.
You were telling me about that this weekend.
I got an inkling to play Titanfall because I don't know how to come up. But I went home and there was like 4 updates and it was taking a while and I just went to bed. So
you almost played Titanfall.
Yeah,
that's
I played a little
news.
Bit of Crackdown 1.
the 360 Crackdown?
Yeah.
That was a good game.
It was a very good game.
Me and actually Tom Caruso bought it at the same time and we played through it like entirely in one weekend. It was one of the best co-op games I've ever played. Is just
and
really
everyone
good.
Bought it because it had the Halo demo beta on it.
Yeah, I really liked it. We just went back through just looking because one of the only achievements I don't have is collecting like the 500 speed orbs. Or yeah, just stuff like that eats away at me and my subconscious. What makes me think of it?
It was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and he had just turned over in bed. And he's like, I still haven't gotten this 500
like
speed orbs from 2007.
Effect.
What am I doing with my life?
Achievements.
Yeah, that Nick guy at the Game of Thrones tournament at CincyCon. He was talking about achievements and stuff, and I showed him my gamer tag. I was like, yeah, I'm bragging about gamer score. It's, yeah, I'm super cool.
Yeah, good story.
Look at my EPing.
Yeah.
Danny, what'd you play, man?
I played a little bit of Papers, Please, because I was looking for something light to play
good
on my computer.
Game. Fun game.
I did a little more Fallout 3, but I'm still nowhere near completing it.
Fallout
the
3
free
or 4?
Game, or 4, sorry, 4. The free game for Xbox One this month, though, was Sherlock Holmes, Crime and Punishment. So I played, like, the first 4 or 5 cases of that game. It is actually pretty fun.
Is that a point-and-click one?
No, it's, you, like, walk around as Sherlock Holmes and solve mysteries.
I've always wanted to play those.
I'm trying to think that's the one. If that's the one I've played or not.
Is the first mission the murder of Black Peter?
Are you in like a city and you got to go to like a slumlord apartment building?
No.
Okay, it's a different Sherlock Holmes game. There was one that was easy achievements back in the day.
Shut the fuck
up. No, this is an Xbox One.
Oh, okay, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's pretty fun.
Nice.
I've been playing Fire Emblem. It's a real game.
Yep.
What else did you play, Danny? You keep going. You don't talk about Star Trek Timelines?
I guess we got in. It's a phone game we got into.
Yeah. Me and Danny are both a member of a fleet. We have created our own fleet, which is like a guild. So if anybody wants to start
like
the game.
Alliance.
Yeah, if anybody wants to start the game, Google our fleet. It's Data's Boy Toys.
Oh, we've got a whale in our MPQ alliance.
We do, and it's amazing.
Dude spends like $100 a week.
Yeah, at least $100 a week.
And do you guys get a kickback from
that? Yeah, we do. Yeah, we get 7 command points every time he does it.
And season, 25 just ended?
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Matt both kicked some ass. It was nice.
Do you guys know who this is? And
I think his name's Plink.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know him in real life?
No,
he's a rando.
He's a rando.
Super lucky.
Because like when he first joined the alliance, his roster was like, even worse than mine, and that's saying something.
I almost kicked him because I generally like kick randos that have shitty rosters, but I liked his name, so I kept him.
And you know he's dropped some coinage because his roster is pretty boss now, and he came in second for the season. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, Star Trek Timelines put you in on the bridge of a Constellation class Starfleet ship, and Q from the Next Generation contacts you and let you know that the time continuum is in duress and that he needs you to help fix the Star Trek multiverse.
Sounds terrible.
Oh, it's good. Then you get to pick your captains. You get to pick between Kirk, Picard, or Sisko. And then you just go off and do these missions.
Sisko,
there's space battles. Like
that's deep three.
That's Archer. Mm-hmm. There's space battles. Then there's like choose your own adventure missions where you go and you have to like assign the best guy to complete the mission. It's fun. I like it.
I'm not playing if you can't play as Scott Bakula.
Oh, you can. I have him.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, you can get him. At
you unlock
drops.
Him eventually?
No, there's drops, just like a Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Cool.
We've been playing that a lot. It's fun. I play a little bit more Fire Emblem. I'm almost done with Birthright. I'm on like the last 2 missions. Still enjoying it. I won't talk any more about it.
Revelations is about to come out as a downloadable content next week, I think.
Nice. Are you going to ever play the game?
I don't know. I'm still hunting for that special edition. I was hoping maybe once Revelation is downloadable, then it'll go down in price. At least just $150, $140.
Yeah.
Does it have microtransactions, I assume?
What?
Star Trek's timeline?
Yeah. I got...
Was it Match 3?
No. Oh. They have like a couple of tiers. There's one where you spend $4 a month and you get 100 dilithium a day. Dilithium's like their premium currency. Like 100 dilithium gets you 1 pull on the rare drop, or 650 gives you a 10 pack. So for $4 a month, you get the rare 10 pack. How many times?
4 times a month.
Four times.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So I mean, it's cool. I like it. It's a fun game. I like
Sounds
it a lot.
Neat.
It got me started. I started watching Deep Space Nine because, as Danny pointed out, I didn't know who half the fucking people were that they were getting.
It's actually crazy how many characters are from Deep Space Nine in the game.
But
I didn't get anyone.
I've discovered that I actually like that show. It's actually a pretty decent show. I never watched it before. I just thought it was a Babylon 5 ripoff. I started watching it. And I'm like, yeah.
It's just like Quark and Odo. Every other character is completely forgettable to me.
I like Dax.
Dax is good. I like the doctor. The doctor is really awesome. He's like the poor man.
A total asshole.
Yeah, he's the poor man's guy as Baltar.
That's actually a really good description.
Yeah.
Is Babylon 5 part of Star Trek?
No.
No.
So I actually think Deep Space Nine came out first. I don't remember. I'd have to look it up. But the premise behind Deep Space Nine and Babylon 5 is there's this space station, which is like neutral space, and all these like space empires and stuff like do diplomacy and stuff there, and they have to like run the space station and like keep the balance of the universe in check with like the powers. Basically the same exact, like, it's like a diplomacy the show.
That's cool.
They're like, oh, the Klingons, we have to make sure they don't want to fight the Bajorans or the Kardashians. That's what they're called.
Yeah.
Right? The Kardashians.
There's an alien race called the Kardashians or something like that. And every time they say the name, that's all I hear, too.
Kardashians.
Kardashians.
Damn Kardashians.
Nice.
So I've been watching that, which is fun. Have you guys seen Deep Space Nine at all?
No. I've never seen a Star Trek show.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen original series back in the day. My dad would watch it, and we'd be forced to, but I really wasn't into it then, so I'd be... like begrudgingly watch it.
You should watch TNG. Skip the first season, though. That's a bad thing with TNG. TNG is amazing, but season one. So back before like modern television, when an hour-long show came out, they had a really big thing against making it serialized to where like stories continue, because it's an hour-long show. So when people are flipping through the channel, they want them to be able to watch that show for an hour without having to have had any previous knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So back then, like, every TNG episode was like a standalone episode. Yeah, which is not that fun to watch when you're like watching on Netflix and you're watching them all back to back. After season two, they get enough like of a following that they start letting them do multi-part episodes, and the story starts like go from episode to episode. Deep Space Nine is really cool because from the get-go, like, they kind of like carry on the story like throughout, which is nice.
Yeah, there's like a background premise, but I never felt like any Star Trek series is really like a continuous story.
Starting on season three of Deep Space Nine, every episode starts with previously on Deep Space Nine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because they start to just like go like all out arc. But yeah, so that's what we're playing. Me and Ish, we had CincyCon this weekend, so we closed the entire store and we took all our inventory up to the Butler County Fairground, which is actually just a large barn in the middle of nowhere that looks like the set of the second season of Walking Dead, the prison season. There's giant barbed wire rusted fences around the entire compound. It was fun, though. We surprisingly made a lot of money for the store. It sold a lot of stuff, mainly because we were the only vendor that had actual games that weren't 50 years old or used.
The best part, people would stop and be like, you guys have games we actually would want to play.
Yeah, like new releases and like in-package games. So we became like, anybody that wanted to play games there would come buy games to play from us. It was good for us.
Does everybody else just bring their shitty like overstock or something?
Well, there was like two other actual stores there, and they just brought shit. And then a lot of people just had like games I found in my basement flea market type stuff. Yeah. We were next to a booth of free VHS tapes.
Oh, my God.
Including 13th Warrior, What About Bob, Big, Road Warrior.
Those are some good
movies. He just rented out a booth just so he could get rid of...
No, it was a free table.
Anybody could put stuff on it.
Yeah,
the only other like big game store that was there was like on the other side of the, I guess, Hall A is what they called it. And it was all games that had been out of publish for 30-plus years.
Yeah. So we did well. It was good.
I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Meeting a lot of people.
I met a lot of weird people. Made a lot of sales.
Yeah. Me and James are superstar salesmen.
Yeah. We're con men. That's the name of our new reality television show. It's called Con Men. And we go to cons and
me
sell
and,
stuff.
Me and Matt will star on it because we're the new official con team for Arkham Games.
So it's going to be like comic book men, but I'm Kevin Smith, and I send Matt and Ish, and they go, fuck up shit. And then I come in and at the end,
there you go.
Like, what's going on, guys? What are you doing with my money? Yeah. What the fuck?
Me and Matt Fry decided we're going, if there's a con within 3 hours, we're going as a representative to Arkham, whether James wants us to or not.
What, any con?
Call each other
any,
gay for half an
any
hour.
Any game-related con.
Oh, okay.
like Ming and
we got invited to what? What is it? It's like a camp out con. It's a
there's some gaming camp at a campground convention.
They set up an actual Mario Kart go-kart course though. So it looks pretty neat.
Do you throw shells at each other?
I don't know. I've only just started talking to the guy.
Well, Mario Kart race if you can throw shit at each other.
We sell both copies of Titan Race. So. Yeah. I got swooped up pretty quick.
You can ask Matt Fry on the last copy. The same kid came by and picked it up 4 or 5 times. And he came over and I was like, Titan Race. And he picks it up. And finally he bought it. But he came like 6 or 8 times to the booth and just to look at it. It's pretty neat.
You need to contemplate. Then that little girl, a big moment in his life.
We got there the first day and a little girl wanted a copy. And her dad's like, well, if you sell some stuff, then we'll get it. Sure enough, like later that day, they had sold a bunch of stuff. They came over and bought it.
Right. Other vendors had to sell stuff to buy stuff for me. I felt like the top dealer on the drug dealer chain. Yeah. It was pretty nice. Like, yeah, go sell your little yard sale shit and then come back and buy games for me.
Nice.
James was the big dog a week, made like a $250 sale to one guy.
It's true.
Pretty nice.
It was nice. I mean, when you're at, I feel like it was a couple of things. One, people went to it expecting it to be a gaming convention and not like a abandoned slaughterhouse filled with places in which you could play games.
So they've never been to a CincyCon before. Yeah,
so they're like, all right, this guy's got games. I'll buy some games from him. So I think just like we profited off of the shittiness of the entire con.
And when James first signed up to do it, they said internet would be available. And their internet available is a 4G wireless hotspot that some guy just brought to put in the entire warehouse.
Oh, my God.
Yes. The entire con was running off of a mobile hotspot.
So, yeah.
I mean, I'm guessing it was super shitty and super slow, right? Yeah.
And the second that we got there, I broke the cash register, so that was great. And we had to use my cell phone as a cash register for 3 straight days.
Did you have a Square or something?
No, I just had the app. His little proprietary bank app thing. But it was a lot of fun.
My bank has a POS app.
Did you have your full page ad in the book?
We did. It was a shitty book. It wasn't even in color. But yeah, we did.
We get there, and the first hour is James and Chris bitching, and then us having to go get stuff that they didn't have available already ready for us.
The first day was really a one-day con because it starts on Friday, and nobody's there. And then Saturday, everybody's there. And then Sunday, nobody's there. But on Friday, we pulled up, and I'm like, what the fuck is it? Because it's literally like, it's a place, the Butler County Fairgrounds are giant warehouses that you go to show off livestock.
Yeah.
And it's surrounded by giant rusty metal fucking fences, like a federal penitentiary. So we pull in, I'm like, all right, well, you know, live and learn. Let's just immediately go back to the store. And we still have time. I could unpack all this stuff and make some money this weekend at the store.
And I didn't let them because I was Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky for the weekend.
So you're going to go back next year?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, we made like twice what I would normally make on a weekend here. So, I mean,
it was worth it.
Yeah, it was good. But as far as like whatever, would I go attend this convention? Probably not.
It was funny. As we were walking out the door, I sold Twilight Imperium. Like literally, as we were loading up the car.
Nice.
And it was to one of the guys who runs the con, and I think he felt really bad because every time he'd come up and ask us what we thought about the con, we would be honest, and he was like, "Oh, well, I'm gonna leave now, so you guys stop complaining."
Yeah.
Poor guy.
He's like, how's everything going? I'm like, it would be great if we had some fucking internet. And he's like, I got something to do.
We locked out back with my phone being able to use it. But the guy next to us, his booth, he didn't take a single credit card all weekend because he couldn't get connected. And he said it like cut his normal convention income. It was insane.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
What do we got in the news?
Lots of it. Danny posted.
I've got one more anecdote. So I went to Target last night to get some stuff, and you know how they have that new Pokemon like 3DS, the 20th anniversary one that Matt Fry had to like get shipped to him from like 100 miles away or whatever. Well, I was at Target and they had like one left and was sitting there. I was like, oh man. So like,
you did not.
I jumped online and it's like $400 on Amazon. I'm like, holy shit. And I like go to GameStop's like website. They don't have any available. So like, text friend of the show who never is going to show up to podcast who works at GameStop, and I was like, are these hard to find? He's like, unbelievably, he's like, there's no way you'll be able to find one. And I'm like, well, I'm standing here with one like right now. He's like, you should definitely buy that. I'm like, are they in high demand? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. But I didn't buy it
because I sit there for a while and I'm like, you know what? I don't need this, which was a big moment in my life. Because normally I'd buy it. I would never take it out of the box, and I would tell myself that I was going to sell it.
You would.
But I never would. Just like all the other shit I have in my house. But I almost did. So if anybody is looking for one, as of last night, the Target in Norwood had one left.
It survived this long. It's probably still there.
Yep. So if you're listening to this tomorrow, been there for 2 days. They only had one. It was like shoved towards the back. So.
Nice.
And I didn't realize it's like one of the only ways to get a new 3DS in America. Because they don't sell that the new 3DS model. They only do the new 3DS XL.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's one of the only ways to get one of those. It's got like the dual plates. So it's got like the red plates and the blue plates. And it comes with red and blue preloaded on it.
But you did get a new Mew Mythical Pack, didn't you?
Yeah.
Got your pin.
Yeah, I got my Mew pin.
How much was it?
$199.
Not bad.
No, it comes with, I mean, it's, you get two free Pokemon games with it, so.
Nice.
Yep.
Oh, Ish and I watched Fuller House.
Oh, yeah. I did all the first season. Did you?
Yep.
Nice.
That was nice.
Boyd in that show, like the play.
Kimmy Gibbler and Stephanie make out in one episode.
Yep.
Oh, great. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
My original World of Warcraft troll priest was named Kimmy Gibbler. All in word.
The great name for a troll priest.
Jodie Sweetin is hot as hell in that show, man.
Yes.
And there is like a plethora of tit jokes throughout the entire run of season one. I was surprised that happened.
Yeah.
They were a tad edgier than the original show.
It's just disappointing. All the people you want to see aren't on the show anymore, really. They're like on like one or two episodes.
That first episode was like a grind to get through. I don't know if it was for you. Just the way it was so phoned and cheesed in, it was insane.
I heard that there's no way in hell that it's getting a second season.
No, it just got renewed.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard that it was not going to get renewed.
No, I just saw an article on like Kotaku or something about it. Mm-mm. It wasn't Kotaku. It was Jezebel. One of those fights.
There were a couple good episodes. I'd say 3 or 4 out of the 13 shows episode season.
Okay, Kimmy Gibbler is still horribly ugly.
Yeah.
Andrea Barber, I believe her name is. But
I don't see, none of these ladies look like they have huge boobs. And
Jodie
Sweetin definitely has.
I don't know who that is.
Stephanie. Jodie is the middle sister.
Is it this one?
Yeah. That dress is weird. I remember that episode being like, oh, they found a dress that hides her boobs.
Yeah. Matt's like, where'd them titties go?
Well, now I need to find it, but I can't.
But
what's her name?
Jodie Sweetin.
Is that like
Sweetin, I believe.
Yeah, something like that. I will say one thing about that show. It gets amazing performances out of babies.
It does.
I can't see him. I don't see there.
The best comedic actor in the show was the youngest son. Not the baby, but the Max. Youngest. A little.
Why does she just wear clothes like this?
I don't know.
Are they real?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
It says that she went to rehab for meth.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She had a big old falling out back in the day.
I had no idea. I guess that's why her character's like the wild one on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're not real.
Yeah, of course not.
They even had a Hunter Pence on one episode, the Giants right fielder. That was a cool episode.
I have no idea who that is.
He's a really good baseball player.
Yeah. That show is so fucking corny, though.
It was.
But they managed to make it corny in exactly the same way as the original show, which is kind of an impressive achievement.
Which one?
Are Mary-Kate and Ashley in it?
No. And they break the fourth wall to give them shit about it all the time. Yeah, it's pretty good. They're like, oh, why can't Michelle be here? Oh, she's probably running her fashion mogul, her fashion and empire in New York City or something.
Yeah.
And they all look at the camera like, it's pretty good.
Is it though?
It's not, but.
Which original cast member looks like the worst for wear?
Dave Coulier, probably.
I was about to say, I was just looking at the cast photos. Dave Coulier looks like an extra from The Walking Dead.
I was going to say Dave Coulier or Matt Weingart.
Yeah.
Steve.
What's his name? Uncle Jesse, looks the same.
Stamos looks the exact same. Saget looks like a bit thicker, but still looks pretty decent. But, yes.
I cannot imagine Stamos this thing. Or, what's his name? Is thick.
Saget,
yeah.
He's not fat or anything. He's got more meat on than he did 30 years ago.
He's got drug face, definitely.
He does have drug. He got to admit, he's snorted more coke than he five people in a lifetime.
He does.
He's openly admitted to it.
He's got those weird, drug jowls.
He does. Drug jowls. Nice. Oh, yeah, I can't. It's funny. I completely forgot that the Steve guy, he's the voice of Aladdin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was watching that and when somebody brought it up.
Oh. He might have been the one who aged the worst.
Yeah, he had gray hair and everything, even though he's supposed to be one of the younger ones.
Yeah.
He's a podiatrist. That's just weird.
All right. That's enough of Fuller House talk. Sorry, guys. Yeah,
we'll it was enough. It was too much as soon as you started talking about it.
The season two recap in about 13 months. So.
But, yeah. I don't know. We should, I don't know. Have you seen Gilmore Girls?
I have not.
You should watch that. We could annoy them every week, like talk about a different episode.
How about just Deep Space Nine? Me and Danny will talk about the Bajoran Resistance.
Well, I actually want to hear about that. So
there's a podcast called Gilmore Guys about three guys.
I know. I've been listening to it.
Have you?
After I finished all 7 seasons, God. I really wanted to go back and watch it again. But rather than put my wife through that, I just found Gilmore Guys and I listened to that.
Yeah,
and really relive each episode through them.
Through them.
Fucking love that show.
All right. What have I been watching? I've been watching 11/22/63. That's really, really good.
Yeah, I haven't seen the fourth episode yet.
11/22/63.
You know,
I've only seen the first episode. So.
Yeah, we won't talk about any details, but it's just really good.
So the latest season of Louie. Like, watched them all in a row last night.
Are they on Netflix now?
Yeah. You don't like Louie?
I like the first two seasons, but then it just gets old as it's just him and his, like, depressing life. And occasional, like, stand-up jokes. Like, I get it. Even though you're, like, wildly successful and have a bunch of money, your life sucks.
I don't know what that... What?
Sorry, I was talking and then Ish talked over me. It was really great. That's how you podcast. Please, go ahead, Ish.
Crosstalk.
The abrasive neighbor, is he still dating her? I know at the end of season three, they finally went out once. I don't know what happened after that.
Oh, the, like, really weird girl? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sort of. I don't know. No spoilers.
All right. Are they going to watch it? No. Our listeners, like 8 of them aren't going to watch it. There you go.
But we have 70 listeners. Okay.
Yeah.
70 to 150, depending on the week.
Yeah. Do you guys have any idea how many listeners you have?
Oh, the other one?
Yeah, the one you do.
I'm surprised, Mickey, you didn't rub it in your face by now.
Oh, no. Considering that your brother was mentioned on like 3 other Game of Thrones podcasts.
Yeah. Like each episode gets like 800 downloads.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I'm gonna be hanging myself with my bootlaces. And
we had to upgrade to premium, whatever it's called, Podomatic.
You guys
are doing Podomatic too.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Why?
I don't know.
I tried to warn you.
Mickey texted me and asked where we hosted, and I was like,
they capped out their bandwidth limit like the first day.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like 800 listeners. I mean, we're pretty close with our shitty number of listeners. So
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't watched any other shows.
I watched the first season of 12 Monkeys, the sci-fi series based on the movie.
I've seen the movie. I haven't seen any of that.
It's like, if it wasn't about time travel, it would be like the stupidest show ever. But it's very... It's the type of time travel story I kind of like, where it's like they feel like they can travel back in time and change the past, but they realize how inevitable it is, you know?
Always going to mess their shit up in the future.
All right, news.
I posted a bunch of stuff. I don't think all of it's terribly interesting. It's just stuff that caught my eye. You posted this story though about PlayStation 4 finally getting features it should have had from like years, like notifications when your friends come online, the ability to peer offline,
yeah,
scheduled user events, being able to play together allows all members of a party to see what each person is playing so they can easily join a friend's game.
Yep.
Remote play on a PC or Mac. It won't be available to test in the beta, but you can look forward to it soon. And then Daily Motion, where you can live stream directly to Daily Motion.
Who uses Daily Motion anymore?
Well, they can't get it from. They can't use Twitch.
Yeah, they can't use
Xbox One. No,
we already have Twitch.
Oh, dude.
I thought it was Ustream. Is what PS?
It was Ustream and Twitch.
Oh man, nice. Which one used to be Justin.tv? Is it Twitch or Ustream?
Ustream.
There's Microsoft also has some plans in the works. They're going to try and upgrade the Xbox One hardware and unify PC and console platforms so that the console will be more like connected to like Windows 10. operating systems.
I don't know
systems.
What I ate, but my farts smell like rotten eggs. Like, not even like, dude, I honestly, like straight up rotten eggs. Like, somebody just brought in, you know, when people are like, oh, my farts smell like rotten eggs. Legitimately smell like rotten eggs.
Since Tindertown yesterday, I have been.
Is it
dead
Tindertown?
Inside.
I mean, it's Tindertown. Like, it's bad.
It's horrible.
It's so bad that I, for the first time yesterday, would go to the bathroom to fart, and I've never done that in my life. I'll just fart wherever I am, but no.
I felt horrible. I almost killed Matt when he was setting up the podcast.
Oh, God. I just farted, and I was like,
plus, we just compounded.
It's like
it
the
Indian
century
food.
Egg over here. Have you guys ever seen the century egg? Yeah. Go it's on. Disgusting. Sorry, Danny. I forgot what you're talking about. It was
just
really boring
news.
Okay.
But go ahead. I just saw an announcement for a game. It looked really cool. It's called Neo. It's by Team Ninja. It's supposed to be like Dark Souls with samurai and takes place in like Japan.
Seems really innovative.
Microsoft canceled Fable Legends and is thinking about closing Lionhead Studios.
Yeah.
You don't say.
Peter Molyneux.
He left them a while ago.
I know.
There's a
maybe that's why they failed.
Another news story that came out is ING leaked an ad that shows the release date for Overwatch, May 24th, 2016.
Mm-hmm. Cool. The thing about the release of Blizzard games, nobody gives a shit because everybody plays the beta when they come out.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks before it releases, everybody will just be playing the beta.
I put up another story about a Kickstarter that just fucked up. Like some guy made bear simulator, like goat simulator.
Yeah.
And he just gave up on it after a while, stopped updating it.
Why? Did it say why?
Probably because he did it to grab a bunch of money.
Yeah.
And apparently there's a bunch of drama or something.
4,000 backers pledged $100,000 for still a game about being a bear. Bear Simulator says updating the game any further is a lost cause.
Because PewDiePie didn't like the game.
So, like he took a hit?
Yeah.
God, I can't stand PewDiePie. You know he's got a movie coming out on YouTube Red. Check it out. It pops up every time I watch YouTube.
Doesn't he have like a show on YouTube Red, or is it a movie?
Oh, it might be a show, but I thought
he
it
has
said
a show called Scare PewDiePie.
Yeah.
That might be it then.
He's not even playing video games anymore. He's just people are trying to scare him.
It reminds me of that
well,
show.
I don't think he can do the video game thing on YouTube Red because of the business model. Like he would have to pay the
paywall.
Yeah. Pay the developers or something.
What was the show where they would have the camera, like the vest on, and the camera would be out in front of their face, and it'd be like an infrared camera while they're walking around like an old prison or something, and they'd just be like...
Talking about Ghost Hunters?
I don't think it's Ghost Hunters. Was there a game called... I don't know what it was. I didn't think of it. But Andy Dick did a parody of it a long time ago when he did the Andy Dick show.
So, I mean, he made the game, but he didn't reach all the stretch goals. But yeah, apparently PewDiePie gave it a bad review, and a lot of people were tweeting him about making game developers quit or something like that.
Damn.
Whatever.
PewDiePie's a tool.
Also, they announced that Rick and Morty is going to be back sometime this year for the end of the year.
And so news!
More episodes than usual.
Yay. I mean, I like Rick and Morty. I'm just sick of hearing people I know go on and on about it.
I watched like one episode. I didn't care for it.
It's just in wildly... successful cartoon comes back for more cartoons.
Apparently, there have been a whole lot of leaks at Nintendo recently. Like, they guessed the new Pokemon games, like, months in advance. But there's people talking about a Paper Mario Color Splash coming out for Wii U.
I love Paper Mario games.
I didn't like the last one on 3DS.
Mother 3 is supposed to be coming out in English, but I've been hearing that for a while.
Yeah, they announced that at E3.
Yeah.
How is that a leak?
I don't know. Did they answer it at E3? Mother 3?
Yeah. Remember, we watched it in Matt's upstairs.
No, we watched the PlayStation 1.
Oh, okay. Oh, speaking of that, No Man's Sky apparently is hitting pretty soon.
Yeah, No Man's Sky is coming out soon. That was going to be the next one I talk about.
Yeah. I'm not as excited for that game as I used to be.
Oh, yeah?
Any reason why?
And I think I've seen enough of it now to kind of get an idea what it's like.
And I don't know, I talked about this earlier, I don't know what happened, but Stardew Valley is like the Kotaku game of the year now, basically. They made like, there were like eight articles about it. It's just like a Harvest Moon clone, but they just keep going on and on about it. Apparently, it has like a wildly successful Reddit right now, like growing huge. And there was some campaign where the Redditors were actually buying copies for people that were pirating the game just to support the game more.
Damn.
I don't know what the deal with that is, but it was like, got like 7,000 replies, obviously. And anytime you're just offering games to people, you're going to jump on. Like,
yep.
I'll take it. But No Man's Sky is coming out soon. And there's a Korean MMO that came out called Black Desert, which is like Kotaku's second favorite child of the week.
Yeah.
They're like, you can customize your face so much. Look how great the movement animations are.
Yeah, somebody over there is super into that game.
Yeah.
That's one ability I've never had, has been able to make my avatar or player character look anything like myself.
Yeah.
My nephews do it, like, and it looks just like them.
I've seen, like, Fallout 4 videos where they, like, make the guy from Breaking Bad and stuff like that. Or from GTA 5, like, the haircut and everything. But it's everything.
Nice.
Still pretty slow. The Division is coming out pretty soon.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about that game. Like,
yeah, it looks like shit.
My little brother played the beta, said it was really good.
Really?
Your little brother has shit tasting games.
He does.
I've never really liked Tom Clancy games.
It's honestly, it's just a it's a Tom Clancy game.
Yeah.
I did like some Rainbow Six games.
It seems like it's barely a Tom Clancy game. Like, they just have his name on it for no reason.
Well, it's just what I feel like all Tom Clancy games are like. Like all the Splinter Cell games, like he made up the character. Now we'll make like 18 games for it.
So like every time I think I hear something about it that sounds cool, then somebody compares it to Destiny in some way. And I'm like,
yeah, it's like a multiplayer sort of game, kind of like Destiny. You're supposed to play it with multiple people online.
It's about time for us to get back to Destiny, right?
Nope.
Gonna pick it up.
Destiny.
Play pretty heavy.
Yep. I still like to go play Fallout 4 one day.
Yep. That'd be great.
It's a good game.
Really should just highly recommend TV it. Up here. You've got to have some downtime sometimes, right?
You get like an hour or two before people start coming in. And yet again, I keep reiterating, I don't know why people don't understand this. The moment I bring up a TV and Xbox is the moment I get a brick through my window. So we're pretty lucky that we haven't really had to deal with any of that. So I'd like to keep it that way. What do you mean y'all got them card games and board games and books?
There's that one place up north that got robbed. Can't sell a book for meth.
So, Double Dragon, huh?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this one.
Totally forgot about this part.
Run us down. Cinematic gold and go.
Well, let me get Star Trek timelines queued up here.
Started out great. Opens up with a American narrating the story about an ancient Chinese culture. So, off to a good start.
Was he Chinese American?
No.
How do you know?
Because it sounded like you doing your accent.
That could not have a really authentic Asian accent. I've been told by many Asian people that it's spot on.
What was your TV show idea? Where you just go to somebody's country and use their accent and see if you get outed?
Oh, shit. It had a really cool name, too, did it?
I forgot what it was. Like, it was comedic gold in the car on the way home.
Oh, yeah. So, like, I've been watching Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown, lately. And I wanted to do a show where I go to different cultures and pretend to be one of them. And, like, the show, but, like, I think that they can't figure out that I'm not, like, Chinese. But I'm, like, convinced myself, and it's, like, an undercover show that's, like, really bad. Ah, the name set it off, the name. I was going to be like, ni hao. And then they'll be like, see, they have no idea I'm not really Chinese. I have to think of that name.
Okay, go ahead, Danny. Sorry.
Well, the story of the Double Dragon is a medallion that was made centuries ago by a Chinese emperor or some sort of emperor. And he decided the power was too great, so he split it into two pieces and gave it to one to each of his sons. One had power over the body, and the other had power over the soul.
Who had power over the mind?
Nope.
Mind, body, and soul, man. Where's the third piece?
Just body and soul. Just body and soul. Though I guess the soul one could kind of control people's minds. So maybe it was actually the more powerful of the two.
Maybe it was just mistranslated.
It opens up on like some Buddhist village being attacked by ninjas in black suits. And they're like, where is the medallion? It's like, they've all cut all their tongues out. We'll never find it. And some like one Buddhist monk runs into a cave. And then one of the ninjas follows him, and it's just hanging around the neck of a statue in the cave. I'm like, yeah, that would have been really difficult to find. But the ninja like picks it up, walks out of the cave, rips her mask off, and it's a girl, and it's like blonde. Her name's Lash. She uses a whip all the time. She like opens up this really very 70s, 80s complicated looking computer with a satellite, goes like puts on a little headset and goes like, "We found it." And it flashes to, I think, like Los Angeles 2007 or something like that. Apparently in the year 2000, there was a giant earthquake that rocked L.A.
Oh, I remember that.
Sank half of it. All of West L.A. is underneath, is in the ocean right now. And the L.A. River is just a gasoline-filled pit of despair. they open up, it's like Tommy and Jimmy Lee are the brothers, the Double Dragons, and they're participating in a martial arts tournament to try and win some prize money, and they lose because they get disqualified because Tommy just leaps on someone's back and starts giving the guy a noogie, and apparently that's not allowed in a martial arts tournament. And they have a Asian woman looking after them as like a parent figure, and she has the other medallion around her neck. And it also had a scene where they give the medallion to the big boss, and it's, who is it again?
It's the T-1000.
It's the T-1000.
Yeah, Robert Patrick.
Except he has, like, a bleached up, like, flat top haircut, which is great, obviously. And he reveals that he has the soul medallion, and when he, like, touches it, he turns into like a paper thin shadow version of himself, which is cool. But he's like, "This is only half of it. Where is the other half? Find it for me." Turns out it's just around the neck of this Asian woman taking care of the Lee brothers. And they get into their car, and it's like a station wagon with a rocket on the back of it. And the fuel source is like the Mr. Atom from
Mr. Fusion.
Mr. Fusion from Back to the Future 2.
They just throw garbage in it.
They just have like a little, like right where you would have cup holders, they just have a little furnace. Like it's like a little hole with like flames coming out of it, and they just throw paper and shit in there. And so they get pulled, like, L.A. has a curfew in the year 2000, if like, say, like, nightfall, because the police can no longer fight off the gangs during the night. So they just call a curfew and just everyone locks themselves in, and the gangs rule the streets at night. but they're out after dark because of this martial arts tournament, and they see some hot-looking chick. She's like got like a short skirt and a halter top, like kind of stuff. Just trying to repair a car, and so they pull over because they're just stupid men. And the girl pulls her head out of the hood of the car and rips off a wig, and it's just some guy with like spiky like afro or not like cornrows and stuff like that. And then they get surrounded by gang members, and they have to run away from them. So they're like trying to stuff stuff into their furnace as fast as they can. And they're getting chased by a guy in like a semi who has like a camera on the top of his and has like that really old 80s like video games like controls, so he can control the car even when they throw a map on his window. It's just like a little 80s video game that he like plays.
It's got like a little shitty 80s 3D rendering of the cars in the city.
Which can
too.
Like apparently track their car too, because he's like planning like interception courses when they like lose him and stuff like that. And they eventually get away by throwing a giant can of Cheese Whiz into the little furnace, and it's apparently like a nitrous boost.
That's how that works.
Yeah.
I think I remember there being like a jet ski chase on the river.
There was. There goes a little later. But they meet up with the Power Core, which is like another gang, but it's like a gang that's trying to take the streets back for the city. And they manage to chase off the guys that were tracking them. But that's when they find out like that the amulet is important right before the bad guy comes and burns their house down, killing their Japanese mother or mother figure, I guess.
Like, I thought she was like one of their girlfriends or something
at first.
She was like an au pair that just.
Their father was an archaeologist. Their father, the bad guy, and the Japanese woman were all archaeologists that discovered this pendant. And you find out later that the bad guy tried to get the pendant to do evil things, obviously. Mm-hmm. And when the Lee brothers' dad wouldn't give it up, he collapsed a mine on top of him. And he thought the amulet was lost forever or something like that.
Okay.
But in truth, the Lee brothers' father just died and he gave it to the girl. And the girl has been taking care of his sons ever since.
Gotcha.
So she is at least slightly older than them. Though when the movie first starts, it does seem like she's like one of their girlfriends or something. Yeah. But it turns out the leader of the Power Corps is the daughter of the police chief.
And too. Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, is it?
Yep.
Yeah, she's a hottie. Faux show.
But now they know they have this powerful amulet, but they can't get it to work. And the shadow amulet is just crazy good because he can like turn into like a ghost figure and they can't touch him. And he can just take over people's bodies. It's like ridiculously powerful amulet. But so there's a whole bunch of other fight scenes later on where they're trying to get away from gangs and stuff. And there's a ski-doo race chase on the LA River. And they accidentally light it on fire and blow up all these oil refineries or something that are right next to the LA River.
What did you think of a Bobo?
A Bobo! Well, a Bobo was like the gang member that was chasing them in the beginning. But then the bad guy was like, I'm just going to give you a whole bunch of steroids and make you totally fucking useless. He's like this giant monstrosity. So supposed to be like super strong, but if you can't actually walk faster than like 2 miles an hour, I don't think strength is really going, doing anything for you.
Yeah. He looked ridiculous.
Yeah. He's like, just like total, like, it's like if every muscle was as big as it could possibly be to the point that your arms are just like sticking out and you're like waddling as you walk. And his neck was like over above his ears and stuff
He kind of looked like the dude in Big Trouble in Little China, you know, when he like blows up. But like if you strap armor to his body.
I got the feeling he's kind of like a glorified sloth like version.
Yeah, it's like that. But they end up trying to using the power core sneak into his. I'm really skipping ahead because I do not feel like talking
You're
about
fine.
This.
Movie. There's nothing. No. There's nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
No. I want to hear the whole thing.
Sneak into his building and get the medallion away from him, but it ends up they did the thing where they're in the vents above and they have like just like a fishing hook on a line and they're trying to like pull it back up through the grate. But they eventually get found out, and they fall through the grate. And Jimmy gets like there's a whole fight scene where he's got all of these like people in suspended animation, or they might just be like dead bodies because he's done terrible experiments on all of them, just in his basement.
Yeah.
So there's like this huge fight scene where he just keeps jumping from body to body, and they have to fight all these monstrosities. Like, one guy looks like an 8-foot-tall zombie. And then there's another one where he's just got metal, like sewed into every body part. Like, he's got metal fists and a metal head and stuff like that. And eventually they get away by, like, closing a grating behind them, but Jimmy doesn't make it. So the bad guy takes over Jimmy's body and sends him after Tommy.
And they have to fight, just like at the end of Double Dragon.
Yeah, and he's like, have you ever heard the story of Romulus and Remus, sons of Mars? They were abandoned, but they founded Rome together until Romulus killed Remus in a dispute of anger. He's like, cool
wait,
story,
wait, wait,
bro.
Wait, I thought Voldemort.
He's like, cool story, bro. And then meanwhile, there's like a Double Dragon arcade game in there, and they're punching the shit out of it.
Yeah.
So he's like, finally, like, oh, you stupid medallion. Why won't you work? I'm better off without you. And he throws it. And as soon as he throws it away, it goes like, bing, shines, and then like comes back to him. And then he's like, whoa, it's working now. But all it does is make it so he cannot actually get hurt. He still gets blown back by kicks like through walls and stuff, but he doesn't actually get any injuries from it. So he's still getting his ass kicked. It's just not injuring him at all. And he's like, obviously I can't beat you. So I'll just kill Jimmy unless you give me the amulet. And he starts like dropping he like cutting ropes to drop big things on top of him and stuff like that. Yeah. And he's like, no! And he pushes him out of the way and he gets hit by the sandbag. Eventually, he leaves Jimmy's body because Tommy drops the amulet that skids across the ground. And so he shadows out to go pick it up. And when he puts the two together, all the lights go out and he turns into two shadow ninjas. And so they each have to fight a shadow ninja. And then that's when Obobo goes turn the lights on. And then the power core girl kicks a generator and the lights turn on. He goes oh, my eyes.
Was there any indication before that? I wasn't paying super close attention. Well,
he is there is way in the beginning of the movie. He's giving a presentation. He's got a projector and stuff. And the woman turns the lights on. He goes not until I put my shades on. And he puts his shades on. But other than that, there is no indication that light is what destroys the soul medallion's power or something like that. But when they kick the two shadow ninjas towards each other and then they form back into him and he drops both the amulets. So they pick them up and connect them together. And that's when they both turn into the double dragons. They get the double dragons.
I love the suits too. Yeah,
the suits. the studded. Studded leather suits and whatever, and then they just beat the crap out of him. And Jimmy jumps into his body and gives the police $129 million, and then offers him to arrest him. And that's where the movie ends.
You skip my favorite part, which is when Alyssa Milano is fighting Lash.
Oh, that's
and
true.
Lash kicks her ass and says, "Now who's the boss?"
Did she really say that?
Yeah. I missed that.
Yeah, apparently, according to Wikipedia, and then she gets up and beats Lash's ass, and she says, "You're lucky. Generally, I put people in the hospital." Apparently, the other girl was on General Hospital.
They had so
that is
jokes.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the cartoon?
No, I haven't.
The cartoon was pretty decent. I liked it.
I like Double Dragon Neon.
Sorry, I've got 2,000 people texting me right now.
Yeah, I was talking about that last week. They hadn't heard of it.
Yeah. We've heard of what?
Double Dragon Neon. Because you were saying they should make a remake of Double Dragon.
It's like a reimagining, some bits and glamour. It was pretty cool. I played a couple minutes of it.
Worth a whole couple of minutes, huh?
Yeah. Is the Double Dragon Nintendo game, does it have a storyline? Do the storylines coincide at all?
I have no idea.
I've played so much Double Dragon, but I don't think I remember at all what the storyline is.
I just assume that
you just walk through the streets and beat down minorities. That's all I remember.
The only one I remember is they kill Marion in 3, which is Double Dragon 3, The Revenge in the arcade.
Revenge!
I think they do that on the NES one also.
Yep.
It was a weak-ass movie.
I liked it.
Any ideas for next week?
Yeah, I found this one called The Holy Crusade. Wait, The High Crusade?
The High Crusade.
It's about these medieval peasants that find they're not all peasants. Some of them are knights. They find an alien spaceship with an alien inside of it, and they decide to use it to go win the crusade.
Let's do it. I've never heard of it. Any notable actors in it?
I don't think so. It's supposed to be kind of Monty Python-esque.
I didn't vote for you. That's at CincyCon, as we were leaving, Ryan O'Leary bought a little minifigure for one of his games of the Sorcerer Tim.
Yeah, there's this cool studio and they had 30mm miniatures for everybody from Monty Python.
I heard that he was actually supposed to give some fancy name, but he just forgot it, so he said, "I am the Sorcerer Tim." So it was a huge pause.
It's directed by Roland Emmerich, though.
Really?
Independence Day. And
yeah.
Godzilla.
Is he doing the new Independence Day, too?
I think so. I don't know.
Bill Pullman's back, so is Mr. Weirdo.
Will Smith is at least 50% of that movie, and he's not going to be in it, I hear. So.
He's dead.
Yeah.
His character. Yeah,
they released a little.
No, not Will Smith. Will Smith
is I didn't hear that.
Matt just had this look on his face why didn't I hear about this?
I would disagree. I would say that Jeff Goldblum is 60% of that movie.
Yeah.
All right. I'd agree. 60-40.
And the dude that plays the president is really awesome. That movie looks good. I actually like that Will Smith's not in it because I feel like Will Smith is at this point in his acting career where he just kind of
I like that Will
Treat
Smith.
Treat me like Will Smith.
I like that Will Smith is in it isn't in it because it means Jaden Smith won't be in it.
Yeah, I think.
Can you be so sure?
Well, like the black main pilot in the new one is Will Smith's son from the previous movie. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not Jaden.
Yeah, it could have been that.
Well, we got anything else, guys?
I think that's about it.
Are we wrapping this one up?
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. I'm exhausted. Sorry.
Yeah. Another complaint from Matt. Surprise.
Wow.
I'm just digging in tonight, man.
I don't know why I take this shit from you guys.
Jeez. Trenched.
I didn't say anything.
All right. Well, contact us on our
Facebook.com/Nintendo Dreamcast.
Or send us an email at NintendoDreamcastPodcast@gmail.com.
And actually tweet us at Nintendo Dcast.
Yep. Where are the McRoy brothers at, Ish?
They never replied, and I realized when I told you I've been tweeting to FF Games, that has been under our Nintendo Dreamcast name that I had logged into my phone, not my personal one. So I might have to delete some of this.
Delete the tweet.
Bye. All right.
Bye.
Good night.